In Contact, I'm London Mitchell. My guest this morning is Scott Carpenter with the Metro Parks. With the number of parks increasing and new trails being added, I would assume there are maps available on the website?
Maps, yeah. You know, we've got we have a live map, like a Google map. And then, so when you're in one of the parks, you can navigate with it. But I like paper maps personally, and a lot of other people do too. So we've put PDF maps as well for each park, showing the trails that you can print at home or use on your smartphone.
The parks are known for being natural places to be, to walk and really enjoy it. And there's nothing better now in the pandemic than to be able to get outside and enjoy the parks. But you do offer some programs if people are looking to learn about the parks.
We do. One of the things I was so proud to work with the group that I work with during the pandemic, when they took the lifeblood of what we do, which are in-person programs, and quickly shifted to virtual programming. And I mean, not for one minute did they ever think, well, we're shut down, we can't do anything. They immediately shifted into, well, what can we do? And so we put out a lot of great videos and started a podcast interviewing people on staff and outside of the staff. Lots of great nature photography by Art Weber. And all that stuff's still there, even though we have gone back to in-person programs. That virtual content is still there on the website that I mentioned. It has kids' activities and just some not just, it's not all educational. You might learn something, but you might have some family fun at the same time. Fast forward till today, and in-person programs are back. Bear with us, like everybody else. We're constantly shifting to keep everybody safe, and bringing large groups of people together indoors is not the right thing to do right now. So some things have gone back to virtual, but outdoor events remain on the calendar and appear to be a really great way to spend your time right now outdoors. You can be socially distanced and safe. Coming up in February, in fact, I think it's right on our homepage, we're bringing back Wintering the Towpath, which is a 5-mile hike along the Towpath Trail from Providence Metro Park to Benview Metro Park, where you can catch a shuttle back. Or if you really want to extend your walk, you can walk back, and that's the 10-mile loop that starts a little earlier. So check that out. It's February 19th on our calendar, and it's a hike followed by a party. We have food and entertainment and demonstrations there at historic Providence Metro Park.
Bend River, I believe, is one of the most beautiful spots in our part of the state.
I agree.
You can just stand there and not see any signs of civilization if you're standing at the right spot, see the river. And I like to fantasize that I'm an early explorer or an Indian looking down the river, and this is what they would have seen.
Yeah, Benview sits at a 90-degree bend in the Maumee River, and until we put in a parking lot and driveway a few years ago, the only way to get there was to hike in on the Towpath Trail from Farnsworth. Now it has its own access, but it's still pretty remote. We have a history video that we did for the 75th anniversary of Metro Parks, and in it there's a clip of the former park district director, Bob Metz, talking about Benview having a $2 million view, $1 million in each direction. And he cracked himself up. He thought that was funny. It was a line he used often, but it's really true. It's often been called the prettiest spot in Lucas County.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Scott, it's been great talking to you. Last word is yours.
Well, thank you. Thanks so much. Connect with us. Stay engaged with your Metro Parks, because we stayed here through the pandemic, and we're in for the long haul. There's plenty of new things to discover. And a word to the wise, I've been working at home now, going back working at home. This is my second week. And, you know, you need to get out. You need to get out of your house and take a little break at lunchtime. It's good medicine. I've been trying to practice what I preach. So I was at two Metro Parks yesterday, and some days up to five. I have a great excuse, of course, but I highly recommend getting a little dose of nature, and it's especially invigorating right now when it's like in the teens outside.
Scott Carpenter is with our Metro Parks, and that's our program for this week. Please stay in touch through my website, londonmitchell.news, and join us again at the same time next week when we will again be in contact.